the Bush administration says it's closer to a deal with Russia on a new strategic arrangement that would allow the U.S. to develop an anti-missile shield. Before September 11th, the administration was showing no flexibility on the issue, but some analysts believe Washington must be more accommodating since Russia is now seen as an important ally in the war on terrorism. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Publicly, President Bush's talking points on national missile defense have changed little. At his joint news conference with President Vladimir Putin Sunday, President Bush called the Cold War-era anti-ballistic missile treaty outdated and even dangerous. But he does say he wants to make a deal, and he reconfirmed he's ready for big cuts in the U.S. nuclear arsenal, something Putin wants to see.
We discussed significantly lowering offensive nuclear weapon arsenals within a framework that includes limited defenses, defenses that are able to protect both our lands from political blackmail, from potential terrorist attack.
President Bush did not give Putin any numbers of how low he'd be willing to cut the U.S. nuclear arsenal. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice explained that a review of this matter is still underway. She also stressed that President won't allow the ABM treaty to keep the U.S. from testing a missile defense program. But the administration is talking less, at least in public, about pulling out of the treaty unilaterally. James Lindsay of the Brookings Institution says the terror campaign has changed all of that.
Clearly, from the attack of September 11th, the United States has lots of other issues to deal with. And the real question is to maximize American security more broadly. And that will probably mean for the administration accepting some constraints on its missile defense plans, because in doing so, it's going to pick up something very important, which is continued Russian cooperation in the war against terrorism.
He says Russia now has more leverage with the Bush administration. Rose Guttemuller of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace believes this trend began even before September 11th at earlier summits between Presidents Bush and Putin.
They looked into each other's eyes, they liked each other very much, and they decided they were going to try to work this issue. So at that point, I think the Bush administration gave up on just doing it completely unilaterally. What they had in mind earlier in the summer was to just get the Russians to agree arm in arm to abrogate the ABM treaty, and that didn't work out. So now they're looking for some middle ground.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is giving some hint of what that middle ground might be. On his way home from China, he told reporters that Russian officials see room for more testing within the confines of the ABM treaty. Powell suggested legal scholars in both countries are studying this possibility. Lindsay of the Brookings Institution believes they can find a compromise.
Where the administration seems to be going right now is in the direction of getting Russian agreement on allowing the United States to have a much more robust testing program for missile defense and deferring the question of the ultimate status of the ABM treaty.
Bush administration officials are trying not to raise expectations too high for next month's summit in Washington and Crawford, Texas. As Bush's national security advisor said, it's going to take the United States and Russia a long time to work out a new strategic relationship. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.